News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I am Chris Elio. I'm filling in for Mark Lawrence, who's on some well-deserved vacation time. We hope to see him back soon. Probably, I think he's taking the entire week off, so that's a very good amount of time to be off. On the other side of the glass here, we have Rob Center, my producer extraordinaire. He is holding down the fort, making sure that I stay in line while Mark Lawrence is away, so the mice won't play. And then over in the newsroom, we have Matt Catrillo holding down the fort, letting us know what's going on in that Nori situation with a tractor trailer that knocked over a pole or something. So he's got keeping us abreast of that situation. But right now, we're going to keep you abreast of what's going on at the great Degenstein Community Library in Sunbury. We have Melissa Rouse, the library director, here with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to be here with you. So we have a big event coming up at Sunbury downtown area called the 5th Street Food Fest 2019. Sounds amazing already, but I want to hear more.
Well, yes, this Friday, September 13th from 5 to 8 p.m., we will be hosting an open street food fest, which between the streets of Chestnut and Market, 5th Street will be closed to cars, and we'll actually have different food vendors as well as live performances going on.
Oh. Live performances from bands?
Yep, different local musicians, bands. We will have an African drum unit there, as well as a Japanese taiko drum. So our vision for that section of Fish Street is to be like kind of the arts corridor of Sunbury.
Hmm.
And this festival, although it's only in its first year, we hope to keep doing it annually, will actually become the arts corridor of Sunbury. And we want to do live performances, really showcase our culinary arts and our visual and also performing arts.
Okay, so it says Food Fest, so it is food-centric.
There is food, yes,
right,
there is.
Right, but the goal is overall is to show all of the artistic, you know, possibilities here in Sunbury.
Correct, yes. That's so we have a lot of number of celebrations that go on in Sunbury. You know, we have the River Fest, and we have Brews on Lake Augusta, and we have Sunbury Celebration. But this one is unique in the fact that it's only live performances and food. There's no crafters, there's no vendor kind of things, except for food vendors.
Hmm, okay, so, excuse me, I assume drinks as well.
Yes, yes.
Craft beers and all of that.
Well, we don't have alcohol yet.
Oh, no? Okay.
But hopefully maybe in the future,
I was going to say, usually, like, you know, the foodie thing is to show up and drink wine and beer and have your awesome food and your smoked meats and all that. So, do you know off the top of your head what types of food vendors you're going to see? Is it going to be like every single kind of food, or is there specific?
Yep. So Edison Restaurant will be on hand. They're going to actually be doing Spanish skewers. So that's chicken on the barbecue.
Sure.
Also, we'll have When Pigs Fly. They'll be having their famous barbecue as well as their macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
And then the Cookie Dude
cheese
will be there with his original cookies. And we'll also have Miller Concessions there as well to do homemade iced tea, lemonades, orangeades, those kinds of things. So you can do your whole meal all there at Friday night.
Yep. And is it like you just pay each vendor as you go?
Correct.
Or is
there
like
no fee to come in.
There's not like a band where you can get like samples or whatever, that kind of thing?
It's just, it's wide open. Come anytime between 5 and 8. Don't have to pay anything except to buy for food. And then you can sit and listen to the different performances.
Which sounds great. And now, is there a place where we can see the schedule for the performances?
They're actually happening simultaneously all around the whole street. So you can just stroll up and down Fifth Street and listen, catch a couple minutes of the songs or music, and then move on to the next performance.
And as you said, this was the first year.
Yes, it is.
So hopefully this will be a regular. It depending on how it's attended, will determine if you do it again next year. Is that the story? Or
Well, we do plan on doing it next year. I'm hoping for it to be a little bit bigger. You know, with the Albright Center on the one end of the street as well as Zion Lutheran on the other, that just allows us a lot of opportunity to bring the arts to the area. So.
Sure, absolutely. Yep. So we're sitting here talking with Melissa Rouse about the 5th Street Food Fest 2019 that's coming up Friday, September 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. What were the streets again?
It's between Chestnut and Market
on 5th.
Right.
So we had mentioned some other things that are going on at the library, so maybe we can move on from the Food Fest for a second and see what else is going on this fall for the Degenstein Library.
Our next big, huge event is our Boo Bash. That will be October 31st. That's an indoor Halloween trick-or-treating event.
Okay.
It's from 6 to 8 p.m. It's inside, and there's local agencies and organizations that come out and set up tables and then also give out candy and information to families that come through. Last year, we actually had over 800 people attend. So we highly recommend coming out for that.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. And so is there an age range for the kids? Is there, do they have to be dressed up a certain way or anything like that?
They
can just come enjoy.
Babies all the way up to teens, and then but we prefer not to have the seniors, like the high school seniors coming through. Because we do want it to keep it school age kids every opportunity to have their candy.
Sure. And what was the date on that again?
That is October 31st.
Oh, it's on Halloween Day.
Halloween night from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's inside the library.
All right. Well, that's pretty fantastic. And then what else is going on with the library? Anything else that we can look forward to?
Right. So November 8th and 9th, we'll be hosting a murder mystery play at the Albright Center. So it's Friday night and Saturday night, and that's with A&A Productions.
Wow, murder mystery. So
murder mystery.
And then is there a cost to that?
That is a fundraising event for us. All of the tickets are available on Eventbrite.
Wow, that's interesting. And you do that every year?
No, this will be our first year.
So you guys are, Degenstein's doing all kinds of new stuff, huh?
We're trying
to get it out there. Well, it's an awesome library over there. It's one of the, I've lived all over the country, and it's actually one of the nicer ones I've seen.
It's got a
very modern look to it. It doesn't ostracize people with its modernness.
It still feels
very homey. I like it. We're speaking with Melissa Rouse, the library director of the Degenstein Community Library. Now, you personally, I'm going to ask you as a personal person, what are you looking forward to most at the 5th Street Food Festival 2019?
I'm looking forward to the cookie dude. I have a huge sweet tooth, and when I went onto his website to see the different varieties, man, I'm very, very excited. But I know I plan on not eating lunch that day and sampling everything from all of the different vendors. So.
Yeah, me personally, I'm a mac and cheese smoked meat guy, once you said that, I was like, oh, I'm there. I'm so there. Excellent. So, again, let's just 5th Street Food Fest 2019. All the information for this can be found where?
Well, we have a Facebook page. So the Degenstein Community Library does have a Facebook page, as well as our website, and that's just degensteinlibrary.org.
Okay, and the Facebook page is Degenstein Library?
Yes, it is.
It's not like no special...
Nope.
Nobody stole the name ahead of time to try and hold you hostage like so many people do, it seems.
No.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the station here, and best of luck with everything that you're doing. 5th Street Food Fest 2019, Friday, September 13th, 5 to 8 p.m. on 5th Street, between Chestnut and
Market. Yep.
And you'll have all the food, all the music, all the fun.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Melissa Rouse.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.